Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone astray is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, ma'am. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. Two-faced, unafraid, the plans that we made. Walking in a winter wonderland. Build a snowman and pretend that he's a circus clown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman until the other kiddies knock him down. When it snows, ain't it thrilling? Though your nose gets the chilling, we'll frolic and play the Eskimo way. Just walking.
Hey everybody, it's Maggie Rodden, and as I have been doing, we're getting everybody into the Christmas spirit, whether you want to be or not. I don't care, you're going there, I'm taking you there, it's just the way it is, so you're just going to have to deal with it. Anyway, you know, yesterday I started to talk to you before DV Kid joined me. I started to talk to you about food sheds and you know, this community-supported agricultural, this wonderful stuff, this wonderful lifestyle that, of course, we all have to look forward to. It'll be marvelous. It really will. It will be a wonderland of adventure. Anyway, I want to continue with that a little bit, and then I'm going to bring my guest, Bill, on. And Bill Ryle is with me again today, and we're going to talk about, you know, just some different issues. And so I want to comment on a few things that have that are going on here in the good old U.S. of A. Because that's exactly where we are, isn't it? Telling you. Communism, kids. Red, white, and blue communism. All decked out for everyone to see, yet no one can see it. Isn't that an amazing thing? How little we can see if we choose not to see. Are we making actual choices? Are we making conscious choices not to see these things? I think, and oftentimes I think really we are. I know I've had a lot of educators on here who have talked about the deliberate dumbing down of America, and that certainly is valid and certainly plays a major role in why we are where we are today, because people are just unaware of history, so it repeats itself because of that. We can't recognize things because we've never been told about them. But I think lots of times, too, people make conscious decisions like putting their head in the sand, you know, Groundhog Day, or rather an ostrich with their head in the sand. Anyway, we'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. My name is Maggie Rodden. This is The Unsolicited Opinion. Don't change that dial.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's Colon Flow. Non-prescription Colon Flow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural Colon Flow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. Colon Flow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show here on Republic Broadcasting Network, where I like to give you my unsolicited opinion, whether you like it or lump it. That's too bad. It's mine, and I gotta stick with it. Anyway, let me give you some information today in case you'd like to participate in this show. And, of course, I can't find what you'd think. I'd remember it, but I've got a mind like a sieve. So, here it is. Listen, number to call into the network if you would like to advertise your business or service, which I highly suggest you do, and I suggest this to you 5 days a week when I'm on the air with you. So I hope people are paying attention and actually doing something. 800-724-2719 is the number to reach Republic Broadcasting Network. 800-724-2719. Now, our website, republicbroadcasting.org, our address, 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Listen, you can even just donate a few dollars towards the cost of maintaining a network so that you can hear the great programming, if I do say so myself, that's heard here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Now, listen, you're not hearing this stuff anywhere else, are you? No. So it means you need to do something to continue to make it happen. Simple as that. All right. Now, listen, you can find us on social media sites as well. We're on Facebook, Republic Broadcasting Network. And we are also tweeting on Twitter at RBN Live. So if you go to RBN Live, you can follow our tweets on Twitter, Republic Broadcasting Network, on Facebook. I am on both of those as well. On Facebook, it is Unsolicited Opinion and Maggie underscore in underscore USA for my Twitter account for those of you who'd like to follow my tweets. Now, I am going to bring on Bill and say hello to him so that he doesn't have to just sit there alone in the dark, sad and blue, listening via his phone, so he can join the conversation that I'm having. But I'm going to be talking about these little food sheds, these wonderful things. Oh, they're just going to be so wonderful. I just cannot wait to get my hands in that dirt and to feel those earthworms and to be able to grow my own turnips. It's going to be a wonderful thing. Don't you think, Billy Boy?
I think that we'll have to survive and produce for ourselves if the situation makes itself required.
Yeah, it's going to be easy to do too, Bill. A lot of us are real talented when it comes to that stuff. Listen, before I get into and I know you didn't listen to the show yesterday. I don't think you did anyway. But I was talking about sustainable agriculture, which I want to finish talking about that a little bit. But I've got a caller, so let me grab this caller real quickly before we continue. Okay, Bill?
Okay.
Maria in Redwood City, California. How are you, Maria?
Doing good. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to call and share with Bill some experience I had with the building code enforcement in my county.
Okay.
What I have is I bought a parcel of land about 2 years ago that had two separate distinct houses on it. Let's call it House A and House B.
Okay.
And when I bought it, there was outstanding stop work notice on one of the houses, on House A. It was about 11 years old, and it said that there was some kind of unpermitted siding changing going on. And when I bought the house, I figured it's a minor thing. It's been so many years. And I went into the building department because I wanted to get a permit for the second house. I wanted to do some minor remodeling inside. I wanted to change kitchen cabinets, a couple of fixtures, vanity, and the shower door. So I went in, and I said, I would like to get a permit. And the answer I got was that, well, you have a stop work notice outstanding on the second house. And until you take care of this one, we're not going to give you anything. And basically, we'll get you sooner or later. And then I said, well, sure, let me legalize that siding work, even though it was done like 10 years ago. We said, well, not so fast. You have to get full building plans, engineering plans, let in an inspector inside just to make sure that everything is up to code inside. I said, you know, the notice doesn't even concern inside. It's outside work, and it's been a while, and it's really hard to say what was done and when. Well, they said, we don't care, basically, unless you do that, we're not going to give you a permit. So I went ahead, and I did my work without permit. And then right after that, I got a stop work notice on the second house. Now they wanted to come inside the second house and see what was done this time without permit. I was stupid enough to let the inspector in, who came in and said, well, let me see what's inside. And I said, well, just see, make sure there's no safety violations. All I did was a minor remodeling, like a couple of fixtures, vanity, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So he said, yeah, you have to go back and basically get the permit for both of them. And I explained the situation. I said I would have done it to begin with, but you guys wouldn't let me take the permit. He said, well, come back. We'll help you. I came back, and I spoke to a friendly county person who said that basically I have to get full building plans for both houses, full engineering plans, let inspectors into both of them, and apparently I have to prove that the second house is even legal. I said, well, you've been charging me taxes for both houses. I have finalized building permit dated 1957 for the second house. How come, I mean, I have to prove anything? Well, you have to prove anything because we're just not sure. And, you know, I brought all the records. They also have that existing building plan that shows that it was legal. And I said, well, can I see the code enforcement file or can I see the building plan, something that you have for me as in terms of evidence in the county files? And well, she said, you have to pay a $50 research fee, and it's going to take a while. And until you take care of all that, you're going to have outstanding violations, and they're going to proceed with the legal action against you. So that's where we're standing right now. And I was wondering if I have any recourse against that. So I'm sorry. It's a lot of information.
No, yeah. It's okay. We've had a lot of different callers, Maria, call in, who have been just totally harassed by these evil, evil people.
Right.
Bill, you want to comment? Suggestions you have for Maria with these code Nazis out there in Redwood City, California?
I don't know that much about it, but consistently they have a list that they follow. Doesn't matter what the situation is. They're sort of brain dead, I guess. And if you don't do exactly what's on their list, then they go back to the top of the list. No reason, no rationale. The problem is that permit. Once you apply for it, then they do have jurisdiction over you. Not that what they're doing is reasonable or right. It's just that's the way it is.
But the thing, I never even applied for the permit. What happened is I have two stop work notices outstanding, and that's pretty much it. There's no permit that's being applied for because they wouldn't let me apply for the permit.
Well, on the first house, was there a permit? That's house A?
No.
Oh.
It was just did you say that stop work notice, Maria, was 11 years old?
Yeah.
It existed prior to you even purchasing the house, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Way
so
before
it's a
that.
Stop work notice that had nothing to do with you.
Right.
Yeah, the problem is they don't look at it that way. It follows the property.
Right.
The answer to your question, I guess, is if you had no permit, in reality, and I'm sure the Constitution in California protects your property rights, they had no jurisdiction to require you to do it. Unfortunately, I'm not sure there's an attorney that would take that case on, and the courts probably wouldn't agree with you either. We are in such a bad situation in this country where the constitutions are ignored, and these people just run amok without any authority at all.
Do you have any suggestions for her to do, Bill, steps she can take?
The only thing I know to do is if your community gets upset, they can take care of it. If enough people are involved, if there being a number of you being harassed the same way. The other is to go to, I guess, a federal court, and you'd have to have an attorney, unfortunately, do this, probably, and sue them for violations of your property rights and your liberty and so civil rights case. And usually what happens when those cases are filed, that is, if you can get an attorney who's skilled in civil rights cases, a lot of times when the case is filed, then the local ordinances and zoning people back off because they don't want to get engaged in a civil rights case.
I see. But what would be my basis?
The long shot.
Yeah, I just wanted to show you another piece of funny information for this case. So at some point when I was going back and forth to the building department counter, and I said, you know, there's a California Public Records Act. I would like to see the building file or any kind of code enforcement file you have for this property without paying $50 because that fee that you guys are charging is illegal. I'm sorry for quoting exactly, but the person at the counter, and I got her on tape for that. She said, I don't give a shit about what you want. And,
yeah, okay.
You know,
do me a favor, Maria. You can't swear on air, okay? You
I'm
can
so
just tell us
that. Yeah,
I don't give
I had,
a blank yeah. what you want, please, okay?
Yeah. Yes, that's what she said, and I got it on tape, and I did share it with her supervisor who said he'll take care of it. That's the end of it. I didn't hear any apology. I did not get my file, even though I tried 5 times in different ways.
Did you ever file a request in writing for those
files? I did. I sent 4 requests in the county in writing. One of them got to county council. I never got a response. And I have all the receipts that I mailed it in, that I called it in, that I walked in and taped the conversation.
Well, I'm sure that in California there is an administrative procedure to take that out of the local control, move it to the state level. Here in Pennsylvania, if you're not satisfied with the state decision, you can get a judicial review in the court in the county, and then you can take it to the state court, statewide court, if you're not satisfied with the local county court. So there's a procedure for taking that grievance forward. There, obviously, the legislature in your state was aware that those people in government were not answering the people's questions. And that's why they passed a right-to-know law.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the governors were following the constitutional mandate, when you petitioned them, that's what you did. You went down and asked. That's a petition.
Hold on, Maria and Bill. We got to go to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Thank you.
This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And right now, for the moment, we're talking about code Nazis out in Redwood City, California. We'll be right back in 3. Don't change that dial.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you concerned about the quality of your drinking water? If yes, we want to introduce you to the new ProPure stainless steel water purification system. ProPure systems available in two sizes are economical, convenient, easy to use, and provide reliable water purification just about anywhere. ProPure systems come with the latest water filter technology. The ProBlack D-domed water filter elements are the result of years of research, design, and development, and are good up to 3,000 gallons each before replacement. Easy to clean, trouble-free. The ProBlack Black D water filter elements may be the best yet. Concerned about fluoride in your water? ProPure offers add-on fluoride filters. ProPure water purification systems. Easy to assemble and are backed with free technical support and a two-year warranty. Visit us at www.propureusa.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-U-S-A.com. And check out our holiday special or call 1-800-544-3533 for a dealer near you. 1-800-544-3533.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you read the news? Heart disease still the most likely reason you'll die, but people are still not afraid enough. Over 70 million Americans live every day with some form of heart disease, and we accept it as okay. Well, I don't think it's okay, and I'm here to tell you that Extendovite doesn't think it's okay either. Just a few simple herbs can change the way we think about heart disease. Don't just accept it, do something about it. Live a longer, healthier life. Take Extendovite every day. Extend your life with Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. I want to say hello to everybody out there who's listening. I know a lot of people down in Texas are listening. The network's in Round Rock. People listening all around the country, all around the world. We are glad that you do. And I want to thank the other networks that carry the programming here from Republic Broadcasting Network for carrying our programming, because getting the truth out is, well, I don't know what else to do besides try to get the truth out to people about what's happening around them, and maybe that'll prompt them into action instead of inaction, which we see far too much of, unfortunately. Go ahead, Bill. You were answering or trying to give Maria some suggestions.
Right.
Please continue.
So when you or anyone goes to somebody in government and asks a question, obviously you have a problem, so that's a grievance. And so the state constitution and the federal constitution, the First Amendment, protect your right to petition government for redress of grievances, and the way you can do that is by verbal, written, so forth. You can file in the courts, but the first thing to do is to go and write them back to the person that said they would take care of it, and say you didn't take care of it. Now I need it to be taken care of, and the more documentation you can accumulate, the better off you are. So it's an administrative procedure. It takes a little time. You should give them a short time to respond. Don't say answer when you want to. Give them some number of days, 5 days, 10 days, whatever you want to give them. And then if they don't, send them again. And in other words, bug them. It's the old story, you know, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. And they may just go ahead and tell you. If that doesn't work, after you exhaust your opportunities with this individual, you may want to pay for an attorney you could write the letter yourself, but have an attorney put his signature on it, on his letterhead, and send it to him and say, you need to give us this information. Give my client this information. If you don't, then we're going to be forced to take legal action. Sometimes that intimidation persuades those in government to behave themselves. If not, then you can follow through with, as I say, this procedure of taking it out of the local office and move it to the right to know office and then to the open records or whatever it's called in California. It's unfortunate that people who are in government today don't have this mindset that they work for us. They think we work for them. And this behavior of telling they don't care, totally unacceptable.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, Bill, they're doing it all over the country. So,
right.
Well,
the only thing they understand, unfortunately, Maggie, you know this, is losing bucks, losing cash. And ultimately, if you can get a civil rights judgment against these people, then it often costs them a lot of money. They lose their bond, and then they have to fix themselves.
Bill, you suggested going to federal court. I was wondering what would be the cause of action in this case.
For the building permit part. Your rights are being violated because I know in California you have the right of life and liberty and property,
mm-hmm.
And you're not able to exercise your right of property. And you have a liberty to live and work and do things that free people can do, and those are protected. Also, your right for partition, for redress of grievances being violated. There are probably mm-hmm. some others, but that is enough. And they're violating the right to know law.
Mm-hmm.
All right. When you go to the federal court, it's really the federal government telling the state government or a subdivision of it, follow the law. And the procedure for that is interesting in that civil rights attorneys take those cases generally at no cost. There may be some small cost. But if there's a good case, they get paid by the one who loses. And so the government would end up paying for their fees. And those fees are quite expensive usually. And so that's the business that these attorneys are in. So if you have a strong case, mm-hmm. you generally don't take ones that aren't, unless you're willing to pay for it and it gets very expensive. But if it's a good case, then they'll take it without you having to shell out a lot of cash.
Maria, you know, I know that, and I don't know how far Redwood City is from, and I'm trying to think where this woman was, and in fact, I've had her on my show, and her name escapes me, but she created a lot of stink and raised awareness of what was happening in her area up in mm-hmm. California, and actually, they got some kind of a judgment, and I can't remember what it was.
That's great.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. If you email me, I'll put you in contact with this lady, and I can't
okay.
terrible. But anyway, what sure. have you done? Have you talked to any of your neighbors or other people to see if they are being harassed like you were?
Yes. What our county likes to do, they choose about 4 or 5 people to harass at the same time, and then they would start there's an appeal board that they actually being presided by the same building inspector section as the one who is prosecuting the case. So the judge and the prosecutor are pretty much the same person.
Right.
And they choose about 4 or 5 people to prosecute at the time. And then they started to be intimidating. They sent notices. They threatened they're going to put a lien on a house. And then people fold one by one. And then they choose another 4 people or 5 people. So I talked to this group that was in my batch. And 2 of them said they're not interested. They're just going to pay off because all they want to be paid is basically demolition permit, whole bunch of fees, and that's it. They don't want much more.
Hang on, Maria. We've got to go to another break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. This is The Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden. 800-313-9443 is the number to call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Everybody, this is Maggie Robb. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. 800-313-9443 is the number. Bill, go ahead. You were saying something when we had to go to break.
The problem you mentioned about, you pick on three or four at a time, this is just should be a strong clue that this is nothing more than revenue and control. And there, you have to pay to go to these zoning hearings. Nowhere else in the judicial system you have to pay for the privilege of defending yourself against the government. So it ought to be a clue to people that these are not constitutional courts, although they think they're courts, and they're there in order to control and to collect revenue for the local municipal authority. Now, I hope that people wake up and say, hey, we voted this zoning stuff in, or Agenda 21, whatever they voted in. Well, what you vote in, you can vote out. And if your community really wants to get back so you own your property free and clear and the government's not interfering with you, you got to get rid of these agencies that think they own your property and control it. Now, that's the longer view, and it's certainly broader than just your two houses. But that's the ultimate solution, is to kick the bums out.
That's right.
Yeah. How long has this been going on, Maria? Did you say you bought these houses 2 years ago?
Yeah, it's been 2 years. And first time they stuck a notice about maybe 6 months into my ownership. And then they sent me another one four months ago. And this time they really said they're going to be prosecuting the case. And the most upsetting part that in whatever the court they're going to be suing me in, the prosecutor and the judge is pretty much going to be the same head of building inspection.
Right.
So I have no chance there.
Right. That's the zoning board or whatever the equivalent is in California. What it's called here in Pennsylvania is the zoning board. And they actually work for the municipal legislative branch, whatever that's called in California, for your local community.
Right.
And that it's not a real court. It's an administrative court. And as I say, if I'm mistaken, you have to pay in order to go to that court some filing fee. You know, usually here in Pennsylvania, it's $500 to $800 in order for the privilege to go defend against the zoning officer.
Yeah, and what I saw, the outcomes, usually the homeowner loses.
Sure, because the solicitor of the township and the solicitor of the board is there to protect the township or the municipality and the board. They're not, they take a constitutional oath or they report to somebody who does, though, Maria, and your state constitution says that you have these property rights, I'm sure. And you know, while the southern state, I mean, the western states are different than the eastern states, but nevertheless, your constitution, I would encourage you to look at your state constitution and look for rights of acquiring, possessing, and protecting property and liberty, usually the first or second section in the Declaration of Rights or Bill of Rights of your constitution, and then also the right to petition for redress of grievance. And maybe just a letter to them from you and say, you know, I've been looking at the state constitution. You folks are required to follow it. Everybody takes an oath to it. Looks like you're violating my constitutionally protected rights. You're threatening me to sue me. Guess what? I'll probably do a countersuit based on constitutional law.
I see. Well, that helps a lot. Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right. Maria, if you email me, I'll connect you with the person up in, I can't remember where she is. I think she's outside of San Francisco. I don't remember exactly. If you email me, though, there's a contact button on my website, Maria, and my website is theunsolicitedopinion.com. So if you email me, I'll give you her information. Maybe she can help you.
I had another quick thought. If Redwood is in Northern California, unfortunately, I didn't ask her this question, but another, if she's listening, another person to contact if she is in Northern California.
Yes, I'm here. And it's in Northern California.
Okay. Well, the sheriffs in Northern California are waking up to the reality. At least they're focusing on taking on the federal government where the Federal Land Management Bureau is coming in there and taking over. But the sheriffs are realizing that their responsibility is, in fact, to protect your rights against governments at all levels. So you might want to talk with your county sheriff and see if he'll go down and chat with these zoning folks. That's a thought.
That sounds good. Thank you so much. I'll try that.
You're welcome. Are you in Siskiyou County by any chance, Maria?
No, unfortunately, no. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, it's worth a shot talking to your sheriff. I mean, unfortunately, there's not a lot of answers we have because these people are so out of control, but maybe fighting fire with fire, threatened to countersue them like Bill had suggested. I don't know why you can't go after these people individually for not doing their job. They're essentially harassing you, and they're emotional distress. I would think you'd have some kind of a tort action here. I mean, there's certainly it's an intentional infliction of emotional distress, emotional distress, because they're not following the rules that are put forth that they're supposed to be following. So I don't know, throw enough crap against the wall, eventually something's going to stick. But you got to take, I know you're already doing a lot of work, but you're going to have to take a lot more on yourself and do a lot more research, because the attorneys, most of them are crooked and they're not going to help you out.
That's unfortunately true.
Yeah, they're not going to do anything for you.
Well, thank you so much. That's already very helpful.
Okay,
all right.
Sure.
Hope
thanks,
you do well.
Maria. Bill, we got another caller here, Barry in California. I don't know if he's still on the line. Are you still with us, Barry?
Maggie.
Yes.
How are you doing this morning, Maggie?
Good. What's up, Barry? What's your comment or question?
Ron McDonald, isn't he coming back Monday?
Yes.
You need to hook her up with Ron McDonald because he deals with code enforcement also.
Yep.
He needs to listen Monday and call in back on Monday.
Is that your comment, Barry?
Yeah, that was my suggestion to her.
Maria, okay, okay.
Yeah, if she's still listening, she needs to call in because he knows about the administrative procedure. here in he's in California. He's near San Francisco.
That's all good. Right. Somebody local is good because the local rules are different everywhere.
Yeah,
so, and he knows how to talk with these people too. So he can make a lot of good suggestions.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for calling in and suggesting that, Barry.
Yeah, thank you.
So there's something else you wanted to add, Barry?
It's just that these guys are on power trips. They say, well, yeah, we have the power. We can do this to people. You know, we can mess with people. And they don't have a soul. All these people in government, a lot of them, I would say 3/4 of them, they have no soul.
No, they're all crooked. They're all crooked. They're corrupt. They don't do their job. They're absolutely evil people. And I am honestly surprised that more people haven't reacted to what's happening here. I know somebody sent me an email about a federal racketeering complaint against people in code enforcement here in Philadelphia because they were looting the residents of elderly and disabled citizens under the fraudulent pretenses of needing to clear the homes of various code violations. So I think I'll actually put this article up on the website today under the podcast tab. People can take a look at it. But several people have been involved in this, and they're just crooked, stealing the people's stuff, harassing them. It goes on everywhere. These people are so evil and corrupt, it's incredible. They're protected by these unions. They think they can just do whatever they want to do.
Maggie, I have a small group that we get together, and there's one female in our group that's brought down ex-county supervisors and county supervisors where they've gone to prison because the Information Act, that you can go and look into all these public records.
Yeah.
See what these crooked idiots are doing. And you could, you know, they're so crooked, so arrogant, that they leave themselves open. If people would just do the homework, you can catch them at their crookedness and then bring the information before the grand jury, excuse me, the county grand jury. And if the evidence is good enough, they nail these guys and they go to prison. So I like to set up an interview with her and you, try to do that here in the future. That's all she does is she's a watchdog here in California, Southern California, and she's very good at what she does.
Well, send her information to me, Barry.
Okay. I will do that.
Just, all right.
Just and as a general
thank you for all you do also, Bill.
Yeah, just a general observation is that cowards, many of them are cowards, but they are puffed up by their successes when people cower and pay the fine or whatever. When you become assertive with knowledge and you stand up against them, many of them will just cower and say, okay. Not always, but if you arm yourself with the law and present yourself in an assertive but cordial way, oftentimes these people haven't had anybody talk back to them, and they get used to being able to talk badly to you and do whatever they want to do. They always hide behind, well, we can't give legal advice. Well, don't ask for legal advice. Go ahead and give them the law and say, you know, you're violating your own rules here, folks, and so guess what? You're opening yourself up for lawsuits, and you think you have immunity, but you don't. When you break the law, their immunity goes away.
And, you know, and we were talking about, I was mentioning this thing here going on here in Philadelphia, and one of the fellows who was a victim of this racketeering, he had sued the city of Philadelphia for violations of civil rights, federal racketeering law, malicious prosecution, negligence, conversion, invasion of privacy, and trespass. And he also sued under the Americans with Disabilities Act, claiming the city targeted him because it believed he was a hoarder suffering from obsessive compulsive disorder. So, and he also sued, they named his defendants individually and in their official capacity. They name other people within the department's code enforcer, CLIP inspector. CLIP is an acronym for, I don't know, offhand. And the deputy chief solicitor. So these people were sued not just in their official capacity, but individually as well, which I think is great. Make these people, make these bastards, oh, I shouldn't say it, I can't say it, make these evil people, I'm tempted, I'm telling you, the words are on the tip of my tongue. Make these people liable for their actions. That's what needs to happen. We need to turn up the heat underneath these evil people. I'm telling you, I'm waiting for people to start marching on these government offices with pitchforks and
torches.
Thank you. Thank you. You know what I'm trying to say.
One more thing to say, Maggie.
I'm telling you, honestly. But really, and this is, I will put this link up there for people, and I hope Maria is still listening because I've got another caller who says they have some information for her. But no, I thought of that, Barry, with Ron McDonald, who's going to be on with me on Monday, because I know he said he's never lost a code violation or zoning case that he's been involved with. So I'm sure he'll have some information for her at that time as well. What else? What you wanted to say? One other thing, Barry, you said?
Yeah, Maggie, to get away from flipping and cussing on, just call them cockroaches. When you put the light in the room, the cockroaches start scattering. But also, this reminds me of a bully in the schoolyard. The bully's going to keep harassing you and beating you up until you stand up to him and you knock him down.
Yep. And by the way, there are six counts. Not only personally and professionally, but privately and professionally and individually and collectively. So there's six counts for each one of these violations that you can charge every time. That's the way, and of course, there might be a limit of $1,000 on the statute that you're going under as an example, but you multiply that times six, and that's $6,000 for every count.
And the CLIP, the acronym I mentioned, this is this anti-blight initiative they claim here in Philadelphia. Please, the Community Life Improvement Program. The Community Life Improvement Program. Yeah, they're really improving the community by harassing people living in it, aren't they? I'm telling you, it's pitchfork time. It's getting to be pitchfork time. It really is. This crap is going on all over the country.
Yeah.
Like people are evil, and they need to be shamed.
Yeah, we don't like the color of your house. It's blighted, right?
Yeah, well, but you know what? That's exactly the type of stuff these people do. It's incredible. But anyway, thanks for calling in, Barry. I appreciate it. I've got James in Indiana. Hi, James. James.
You're a fiery girl.
Oh, well, yeah, sometimes I get a little emotional, James. This kind of stuff aggravates me.
I don't like injustice. Hey, I was listening to Maria a little bit ago, and I did something that might help her out. I found something on YouTube. Not that everything I found on YouTube is worth anything anyways, but this particular thing worked. She made comments that she kept on writing letters and everything like that. Well, what I did is I wrote three letters, two requesting the contract, because what they did is they came over to my house and gave me an ordinance violation. They put a sticker on my truck because they wanted the truck moved. Don't get me wrong, the truck probably needs to be moved, but now I'm just...
But it's your truck, and you can put it where you want to put it, period.
Exactly. Now they got me all worked up, so I sent a... I told them at the time, if you touch my truck, it'll cost you $10,000. He's told me to send the bill to the sheriff's department. So, fine. I sent the bill to the sheriff's department and requested for the lawful two-party contract that I signed with them, and they signed with Wanata that gave them the right to enforce any codes upon me. And they didn't respond. So I sent another letter stating the same thing with a bill, because the next time they came out, they, for trespassing and for each officer that specifically and anything that, because I gave them a fee schedule and in the first notice, and then I gave them the next fee schedule when they came out to my house to believe it or not, while I was gone, they SWAT teamed my house. They blocked off two portions of the road, and one officer came up just to give my wife a ticket for the ordinance violation to go into court. So then I sent another letter to the sheriff, the chief of police, LaPorte County Sheriff, and I even went into, as what I did is I also had the knowledge of Jurisdictionary, because I purchased that product,
yeah.
And I was able to draw up a document.
Hang on, James, because we've got to go to break for 3 minutes. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. So hang on with us, James. We'll be right back, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion, 800-313-9443. We're talking about code Nazis and these evil people who work for our different government entities.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural colon flow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. Colon flow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. Listen, James, I want you to stay on the line with us because a board op in the studio needs to talk to you. Somebody called in with some information for you, so don't disconnect from us, okay?
Okay, cool.
Even when I say I'm going to go to another caller, stay on. But anyway, okay. Jim, go ahead. Please continue.
Is what I've learned, whether I'm right or not right, that they're treating it as a trust, as you are a trustee, and they're assuming and presuming, the judges, that they are the administrator. So when she writes the letter, she has to state for a fact that she's the administrator of that property and keep that going, even if she goes into court. Always, when it comes to these local courts and everything like that for this kind of stuff, I don't know about anything further beyond this area, but I know it works. It's supposed to work as far as this, but she has to acknowledge, and even in her pleadings, let them know that she is the administrator. That pulls the assumption of the judge being the administrator out, because the administrator tells the trustee what to do. And if you don't do what you're doing, you're supposed to do, you get fined or you go to jail. So that's what I've learned, and they lost my ticket. You know, they had me go to court on the 23rd. And of last month, and then they couldn't find the ticket. I went in there to try to get the case number so I can file my pleadings, my countersuit, because they owe me over $300,000 for what they've done. Oh. Whether I get the money or not, I don't know, but irregardless. I went back in there. I had to go back in there on the 28th. There was nothing. And I told them, I go, well, I need something signed stating that I was here, because I'm not going to be going to jail because I was already here, and I don't want you guys telling me that I wasn't here.
Yeah,
so they did
give
me paperwork, but that's what I did. And it's been when I met with the lady up there, because when it comes to this, you meet with an attorney group. And I told the lady, she goes, well, you tell me you don't have a truck in your yard? I go, I'm telling you that you ain't got no right to tell me what to do on my property.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, and she goes, well, we'll get a hold of you in a couple of weeks if there's a court case. Soon, if there's a court case, we'll send you a whatever. And I haven't heard nothing in 2 weeks. Not that they won't send something, but I know it worked. And I tell you what, standing up, once you start doing it, they're right. Once you start doing it, and you're going to be nervous in the beginning, but you're going to have to look at them straight in the face and say, no, you can't do this.
Yeah.
And then you just got to be brave about it. And
you know,
whatever.
I'll tell you something else, James. I was thinking about this. You know, you got to fight fire with fire here, because you can't put fire out unless you fight it equally. You got to use the same tactics they use. And I'm telling you, I would throw everything but the kitchen sink at them, or including the kitchen sink. I really would. I'd come up with every accusation, allegation. I don't care what it is. I would say that they're, you know, I mean, I would use everything I could possibly think of.
Well, the thing is,
these people.
They have to show you a contract that you signed with them before, because they're trying to enforce a contract. Well, the judge is becoming the administrator because you're not saying anything. So if he's assumed that he's the administrator, that means there's a contract. And if there's no contract, then there's nothing to enforce.
Hang on, James. We got to go to a quick 60-second break, everybody. Hang on. Tim and Baird, I'll get to you, so don't go away. We'll be right back in 60 seconds, everybody. Don't change that dial.